Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, remember, this is a relative rating. This is still, I think, the most watched show of the night. I haven't checked The Bachelor, which was on last night. Yeah. So maybe, I mean, that's a network program. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't seen the entire list in front of me. Okay. But just to get yourself in comparison from sporting event to sporting event, Clemson's blowout win over Alabama gives the ESPN platform a 14.6 overnight rating, which, by the way, is damn good. That's a really good number.
Seems
lowest
high
for a football. Yeah, but for a college football national championship, it's the lowest since 2012 when Alabama beat LSU. Last year's Alabama-Georgia game got a 16-7.
Wow.
So, in a relative sense, quite a bit fewer eyes were on that game. Level of interest was much lower. In the grand scheme of things, still a lot of people watching college football. But anyway,
so even though we've tried to debunk this theory, the Alabama Clemson fatigue theory, generally speaking, got real last night. That were you willing to go that far?
Well, and the game was a blowout. I mean, so you lose people during the course of that game.
See, I could understand those numbers a lot better if Alabama blew out Clemson, which I think everybody before the game would have thought that was more plausible than the other way around.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I mean, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got to be honest with you, about by midway through the third quarter, Shane, I was pretty much done with that game. It was kind of like, okay, it was later than that.
Yeah.
But I didn't need to see the rest of it.
The later it got, I wanted to see if Clemson could score 60 on them. It was morbid curiosity for me after that. It was.
Well, I'm sure Alabama's happy to hear that.
Well, I don't care. I mean, they see how the other half lives. Too bad, Alabama. Wear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why I stayed with it. I wanted to see if Clemson could actually run it up on Alabama. I mean, what if I had said that 24 hours ago? Clemson, I believe, Shane Dennis on Sports Daily, January 7th, believes that Clemson has a chance to run it up on Nick Saban.
I don't think anyone would have received that.
Now, no shot.
I think you have talked as well. I know I have, and I haven't been right about very many things this fall, but I liked Clemson in this game, period.
Yeah.
And I think all of us picked Clemson. Of course, that's with the number. But I don't think in your wildest dreams you could have imagined a blowout of this nature. I mean, you wouldn't have said, hey, I'm giving you Bama and 26.
No. You mortgaged everything you got.
Yeah, how would that work out for you? You know, you'd had plenty of takers. So anyway, but you'd have won the bet. I mean, that's the staggering thing about
it. Crazy.
Anyway.
Crazy.
So college football alive and well, but take that for whatever it's worth.
And it'll be,
I think the blowout factor has more to do than anything.
And really, it'll be those two guys will be the odds-on favorite to do it all again in 2020.
They're already the way too early top 25, top two teams.
Yep.
Robert will be pleased to know that Texas is number three.
Oh, nice.
So that's good for the – and by the way, the only one in the top, I think – I just looked at the numbers briefly. I know the only one in the top 10 from the Big 12. Although Iowa State should be up there somewhere. I'll bet you they're probably right there, 12, 13.
By the way, their running back
be really good.
Well, their running back and wide receiver just declared for the draft.
Just left, yep, absolutely. But their quarterback didn't.
No, yeah, he's pretty good.
I like that kid.
Yep.
And talented, and they lost two kids that are key, no question.
Yep.
But anyway, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, Mike Pelfrey is now your pitching coach at Wichita State. To me, and this goes back to your Cindio Twitter question, by the way, there's still time to vote, courtesy of Cindio HRO, your HR experts, here. Just go to kfhradio.com and tweet, retweet, etc. For the timing, you couldn't have asked for anything better. Even in a perfectly timed world, you would think that Mike would be a very good candidate for pitching coach. Can't imagine that this is going to be anything but a good thing for Mike and for Wichita State, especially when you stop to consider the relativity of it being the middle of January.
So you're hiring a former All-American, in my view, and this has nothing to do with what he's doing now, the best pitcher ever to come through the program that I've seen with my own eyes or mm-hmm. otherwise. Mike Pelfrey is the best pitcher ever to pitch at Wichita State, which is saying a lot. Will that translate? He didn't recruit any of these guys. The only thing he's seen of any of these guys is either what video he's watching right this second or what game that he passively watched last year with no eye toward the future, or at least the immediate future. Obviously,
sure.
He said in a statement that this is a dream job for him, and I believe him, of course. I mean, he went back to school this past fall so he could maybe one day be a pitching coach and ideally the pitching coach here. Well, now it's here. Mm-hmm. Is there a downside to hiring a former All-American and major leaguer at his alma mater? The timing isn't ideal. He has never, well, I won't say never recruited because he actually was working at Newman here in town as a volunteer. So he at least acclimated himself with the process over the last year or so. So this isn't totally foreign to him. He obviously convinced Todd Butler that he was the guy for this job. But I guess I will ask you, what other avenue besides a quick fix did Todd Butler really have at his disposal this late?
He didn't.
I don't think he could have. But yeah, disparage Mike Pelfrey as a potential pitching coach, but it makes you wonder who was on the short list of Todd Butler's on January whatever, second or third, when Mike Steele decided he was going to resign and go work with the Cleveland Indians. Todd was behind the eight ball a little bit. Let's get that out there immediately.
Sure. I mean, you don't have time to mull that one. That's a holy Christmas, literally, just after Christmas. I got to get this figured out in 24 hours. I mean, I've got practice starting in a couple of weeks. I've got games coming up in a little over a month. I mean, are you kidding me? So, look, who knows how it's going to end up? I don't know where this baseball team is going to be. But from a standpoint of the options that Todd had available to him and what was there for him, I can't imagine a better situation. Now, let's see how it all plays out. The danger and the downside, potentially, is Mike Pelfrey is one of the great shockers of all time. He is beloved because of his time at Wichita State. And now all of a sudden, he will be viewed through a different prism. Because now he's in a performance. That's what he was when he was here as a player. It was performance-based. But he had no problem doing that. He was a first-round draft pick, and he was an All-American. Now all of a sudden, his results will be viewed differently. And if this staff is limping along a month into the season with a collective ERA of 5.38, you can't help but look at what Mike's doing differently than he did as a player. How can you, right? I mean, that's the way it is.
And if let's look at it from all angles here. If things go great, obviously Pelfrey's writing his own ending here.
You got it.
No matter what happens with the current coaching staff 5 years from now, 2 years from now, whatever. If Mike Pelfrey has these guys humming along and pitching at a high level, that's all the more feathers in his cap because he basically inherited all these guys. But if it goes super-duper south, how much blame can you really place at his doorstep? He didn't
probably not
he
a ton.
He didn't recruit him. He didn't
right.
get a
probably
whole
not
fall
a ton.
To work with. This is win-win for not only Mike Pelfrey, but for Todd Butler, to me.
I think so.
And no matter what happens, and I'm not forecasting anything one way or the other because you just don't know. But in Pelfrey's case, this is an unbelievable, no-brainer, can't-miss audition for what might come down the road. And that includes here at Wichita State. Can he –
well,
and I don't think interim is a tag. It's not interim, you know, because Mike Steele left.
He's the pitching coach.
Yeah, he is the pitching coach.
He's the pitching coach. And Shane, look, I think you're right. I think it's the best of a lot of different worlds. Now, Todd Butler is being judged on a different level, but it's a pretty good thing for him to be able to have a guy like Mike Pelfrey come in and be your pitching coach under duress. It's a great thing for Mike one way or the other. You know that he's got Brent on speed dial, and more importantly, he, if you know Mike well enough to know, even though he knows a ton, because how the hell can you not know when you go through a major league career like he had and all of the ups and downs, the dealings with pitching coaches at the professional level, guys trying to change who you are. I mean, all sorts of things that he has experienced firsthand. But the great thing about Mike is you get the sense that he's not too large to ask for help or to, you know, shake ideas around or to run something by someone. Mm-hmm. And you've got Brent, for God's sakes, right on campus.
Well, all the
if
big league
or
pro pitching coaches he ever worked under.
Exactly. Anyway, there's a lot of guys that he can go to that I don't think he would have any hesitation to go to run some things to run some things by, because there's going to be some unfamiliarity with going back to the college game after you've been in professional baseball for so long. There is. I'm very intrigued. I'm pleased for Mike, who is just one of my all-time favorites. And pleased for the program.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's see what happens. It's very interesting. You and I have been around Shocker baseball as long as it's been, say, for 1 year. When has something like this ever happened?
I can't remember.
I mean, so close to the season.
Well, and to have a former Shocker come back.
Right.
In this capacity, because, you know, we didn't need a pitching coach for 35 years. And now we're working on our second in the last three. But
yeah, exactly.
Not a bad fallback.
Well, I think that I can't imagine everybody's not really cheering for him on so many different levels. There's no question. So now let's see what happens, and off we go. On this day in history, it is January 8th, and it's brought to you by Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge. It's coming up in just a moment. Shane and Bruce right here. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.